Here's today's edition of Health in a Heartbeat. The World Health Organization is urging all governments around the globe to eliminate the use of artificial trans fats by 2023. What exactly are trans fats, and why does one of the world's leading health organizations want them gone? There are technically two forms of trans fats. One occurs naturally in the gut of animals, and one is created when hydrogen is added to vegetable oil to make it a more solid substance. It's fine for humans to consume small amounts of the naturally occurring trans fats, which are found in dairy and meat products. It's the artificially produced kind that the World Health Organization is working to eliminate. Food companies use artificial trans fats because they're cheap to produce, have a long shelf life, and help flavor food. They're often found in deep-fried foods, packaged goods, and mass-produced baked products. Research shows that consuming trans fats increases the body's bad cholesterol and lowers the good cholesterol levels. This leads to a slightly higher risk for heart disease, stroke, and developing type 2 diabetes. Fortunately, the U.S. is among a handful of countries that have agreed to restrict the use of artificial trans fats. A new law prohibits their use, so any food product manufactured after the date the law took effect must be free of trans fats. But some products may remain on the store shelves for months. So to avoid trans fats, keep an eye out for the words partially hydrogenated oils on ingredient lists. It might be difficult to totally get away from all trans fats, but even limiting them will help. The American Heart Association recommends that they should make up no more than 5% of your total calories. This edition of Health in a Heartbeat is brought to you by University of Florida Health, committed to advancing excellence in patient care, research, and education, and by WUFT-FM. For more information or to subscribe to our weekly e-newsletter, please visit our website, heartbeatradio.org.